Hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Life Podcast. I'm Stephen Mitchell here, broadcasting from beautiful Southern California today.
And I'm Bill Bell, the co-host for this episode, also broadcasting from a different part of Southern California.
So before we get going today, for those of you that didn't listen to our last episode of the Life Podcast with Matt Veach on the KEEP program, and shame on you for those of you that didn't listen in, we're recording this podcast in the month of April, and for those of you who remember, everybody associated with the Life Podcast, including today's guests, are working from their respective homes. So if the audio quality is a little shaky, or if you hear a bird chirping or a dog barking or a kids screaming at their parents, don't be concerned. It's just April.
Yeah, and hopefully we're not going to have to record too many more episodes from the comfort of our homes. But of course, being safe in the current environment is obviously the most important thing.
Absolutely correct, Bill. And that goes to all of our listeners as well. So hopefully you're all being safe and taking care of yourselves and your family.
Totally concur. Now, Stephen, before we get going with this episode, our podcast producers thought this was a good time for every listener's favorite 45 seconds of each episode, our amazing opening disclosure.
Yeah, Bill, you got that right. It's definitely that time. But I thought, since we have Tracy on the line today, who is one of our best compliance analysts of all time, why not let her read the disclosures? What do you think, Jan?
Absolutely. Tracy, I bet you have it memorized.
You're right. I do know them by heart. So here we go. Although this podcast is sponsored by Pacific Life Insurance Company, the opinions and views expressed are those of the hosts and participants and do not necessarily reflect Pacific Life Insurance Company's views on any of the topics discussed. Pacific Life Insurance Company is licensed to issue insurance policies in all states except New York. Product availability and features may vary by state. And please don't forget to listen to more exciting disclosures at the end of this podcast.
Thanks for doing that, Tracy. That sounded very official. Okay, guys, let's start our show.
Yeah, well, thanks very much for that. I guess it's all downhill from here, but alas, we must soldier on.
So, Stephen, it seems like I've been introducing the guests a lot lately. Why don't you take the honors this time?
Oh, it would be my honor, Bill. Our guest today is making at least her second appearance on the Life Podcast. Monica Ree is a senior consultant in our Best in the Business Advanced Designs unit. And despite Bill's shoddy leadership...
Hey, wait a minute. That hurts.
Okay. Let me rephrase that. Despite Bill's thoroughly mediocre leadership.
I guess that's better.
Yeah, despite Bill's shortcomings as a manager, she has become one of Pacific Life's most highly sought-after speakers and a true asset to the company. Monica, thank you so much for joining us under these unusual circumstances again on the Life Podcast.
Thanks for having me, Stephen.
Monica, why don't you give our listeners a little reminder of your background for those of you that missed her on her last appearance before we dive into what you're doing these days with Pacific Life?
Sure. So as you mentioned earlier, I'm a senior consultant on the Advanced Designs team, and I first joined Pacific Life in 2008 after leaving private practice. But wow, I just realized that I've been at Pacific Life for 12 years. I guess that means I love what I do. My favorite part of the job is talking to you guys, I guess. No, but in all seriousness, my favorite part is when I get to brainstorm or consult on cases with producers. I really enjoy helping them strategize and figure out what to do on their estate planning or business planning cases.
So, Monica, I have an actual scripted question for you, but to refute Stephen's propaganda that he just shared, who is the best boss you've ever had?
I'll have to say Bill Bell.
thank you very much. And that's totally unscripted. It has nothing to do with the fact that I do your annual review, does it? All right. Now, for the last couple of years, you've been heavily involved in the biz platform here at Pacific Life. Now, we've had Keith Buck and Lindsay Sigler on in a past episode to talk about biz. But for the listeners that are unaware of the platform, can you give them a 15 to 20 second overview of what the platform is?
Sure, Bill. I would love to. Pacific Life's biz platform is a comprehensive business insurance solutions platform designed to provide producers with all the resources they need to successfully sell life insurance in the business planning market. So some of those resources are how to gain business planning expertise, about growing their practice or firm through finding, prospecting, and marketing to new business owner clients. And of course, uncovering cross-selling opportunities to existing business clients. You know, according to one LIMRA study, market penetration for business paid life insurance is only 29%. So to me, that means that business owners are definitely an underserved market. But it also means that there is an opportunity for our producers to grow their practice when it comes to the business marketplace. So that's one of the main reasons why we created the Biz Platform.
And if a listener wants to get more information on the platform, where should they go, Monica?
They can go to their PL recruiter, of course, our biz site at thepacificdifference.com/biz. That's B-I-Z. And of course, if they want more information, they can always contact the Advanced Designs Unit.
So that's thepacificdifference.com/biz, correct?
That's correct, /biz, B-I-Z.
Very good. Now, an important piece of business planning is a comprehensive executive benefits strategy for the business's key people. Now, earlier this year, Pacific Life launched a new executive benefits platform known as KEAP, K-E-A-P, which stands for the Key Executive Advantage Program. In fact, as Stephen already mentioned, in one of our last episodes, we had Matt Veach on, who's one of our new KEAP representatives, to talk about the platform. Now, today's podcast is not about KEAP, but executive benefits on a broader scale.
And as a reminder, if a listener wants to know about KEAP, they can, of course, ask their Pacific Life rep or listen to the KEAP episode of the podcast on our website.
Thanks, Stephen. That was a good reminder. Now, Monica, why is having a robust executive compensation arrangement in place important for businesses large and small, even in volatile times like these?
That's a great question, Bill. You know, many companies, they'll modify their compensation and benefit plans during an economic downturn in an effort to save money. And I get that they need to minimize costs and hopefully get set to recover from the recession faster than their competitors. But one of the reasons why having a robust executive compensation arrangement, or one at all, even during volatile times like this, is that a company risks losing their top executives to another company with more thoughtful compensation strategies that rewards increased experience and knowledge for strong performers. So if a company has a top performer, it's important to compensate them at or ahead of the market if they want to hold on to them, even in an economic recession, because their high performance will probably be worth way more to the company now and in the future. You know, I recently read somewhere that the cost of losing a high-level employee is about 400% of their annual salary.
So, Monica, when we had Matt on the podcast, he gave some pretty specific parameters about businesses that are good candidates for KEAP and those that are not. Now, obviously, if a business is a good candidate, we should tell the listener to contact Matt or one of its counterparts. However, if a financial professional is working with a business that isn't a good fit for KEAP, what should they do?
Stephen, we want all of our producers at Pacific Life to have a positive experience. So that's why we want to provide a seamless approach when they're trying to figure out which executive benefit strategy best fits. So in situations where KEAP isn't a good fit, the ADU is a resource to help our producers figure out that best strategy for their clients. We support 10 executive benefit strategies, but that's not all we can do. Remember, we want to provide a seamless approach. So we'll get case design involved for illustration support. We'll facilitate administration if necessary by connecting TPAs for strategies like loan regime split dollar. And we'll provide marketing and presentation materials and even specimen documents. And of course, our producers can always reach out to their PL rep as well.
Now, I know that the list is long, so I don't want you to go into any detail, but for those financial professionals that are working with businesses that have an executive compensation prospect that isn't a good candidate for KEAP, what are the alternatives?
Like I just mentioned, there are 10 executive benefit strategies that Pacific Life currently supports. I'm not going to go through all of them or name all of them, but there are 3 executive bonus strategies, 3 split dollar loan regime strategies, and 4 non-qualified deferred compensation strategies that are all non-KEAP related.
Well, that's certainly a lot to choose from.
Yes, it is. Of course, the listeners don't have to be experts on all or even any of these concepts. We have the know-how and expertise to help them on a case-by-case basis. So don't be shy if you need help. Please come and talk to us.
Now, one of the reasons why people love listening to the Life podcast is to hear some success stories or things that are working out in the field. Can you give us a few success stories on some of these opportunities that were potential opportunities for KEAP, but turned out not to be, but where we were able to translate them into different planning structures and into actual cases?
Sure. You know, I've come across a few producers where they were really interested in KEAP because they liked the idea that it was going to provide control for the employer, plan design assistance, and administration all in one. But for one producer, the key plan was going to be for about 3 executives. Not that KEEP requires an exact amount of participants, but the minimum aggregate annual premium is $200,000, and the business owner only had about $40,000 per year per executive she could afford to contribute. So at that point, you know, we decided to pivot to other executive benefit strategies. In this case, we decided to go with a restricted executive bonus plan, which still provided a measure of control. And also, the producer liked that it was simple, where there was no administration required. The PL rep working with the case designer could design the policy to make the supplemental retirement income look really attractive. And of course, the ADU provided the specimen documents to help the attorney draft the arrangement. Oh, and again, of course, the upfront deductions were a plus. There's another case off the top of my head where KEEP looked very promising. The plan was supposed to be for about 5 participants, but we ended up pivoting to a loan regime split dollar because the employer didn't have enough in minimum aggregate annual premiums. And overall, just split dollar was just a better alternative. Here, in this case, the loan regime split dollar provided the level of control that the business owner wanted because we combined it with a defined benefit SERP, where the employer promised the participants the split dollar loan balance if they stayed until retirement. Of course, like the other case, we connected the producer with their PL rep and case designer for the product illustration, and we provided the split dollar and SERP specimen documents for the drafting attorneys, and we connected them with a TP that could provide the administration. We could have just done a straightforward loan regime split dollar arrangement where there wouldn't really have been a need for a TPA, and the business owner could have had more of a cost recovery component. But a strong control element was important, so that's why we added the extra defined benefit SERP layer.
Wow, those are great examples. If a listener wants more information on those strategies, what should they do?
They can contact us in the ADU, or they can visit our biz site at thepacificdifference.com/biz. Again, that's B-I-Z. And of course, talk to their PL rep.
Well, thanks for that great information, Monica.
Yes, Monica is one of our true superstars and a testament to the outstanding leadership that she has been provided in the Advanced Designs Unit.
Okay, settle down, Bill. It's you've had your time now.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. But remember, the bosses do listen to these podcasts, so we want to make sure that they know the truth.
Okay, well, we'll find out what happens at bonus time. As a reminder to our listeners, if you have a question for me or Bill or Monica, you can certainly reach out to us directly, or you can email us your question at themailbag@pacificlife.com. If it's a good question, we may even answer it on the air. Also, don't forget to visit our website at thelifepodcast.com. There's always great content on there. Finally, if you like the Life Podcast, be sure to do us all a favor and visit Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a glowing review. That always looks great when bonus time comes around. So with that, for Bill Bell and Monica Ree, I'm Stephen Mitchell, thanking you all for tuning in today and signing off for now.
Pacific Life Insurance is a product provider. It is not a fiduciary and therefore does not give advice or make recommendations regarding insurance or investment products. In order to sell life insurance, a financial professional must be a properly licensed and appointed life insurance producer. FP stands for financial professional. Pacific Life Insurance Company is licensed to issue insurance products in all states except New York. Products/materials, availability, and features may vary by state. Insurance products and their guarantees, including optional benefits and any crediting rates, are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Look to the strength of the life insurance company with regards to such guarantees, as these guarantees are not backed by the broker-dealer, insurance agent, or their affiliate from which products are purchased. Neither these entities nor their representatives make any representation or assurances regarding the claims paying ability of the life insurance company. The Hidden Cost of Employee Turnover, October 6, 2016, Alvernia University. Pacific Life Insurance Company's home office is located in Newport Beach, California. This podcast was recorded April 23, 2020. The state code for this podcast is 20-133.